The year-end summit of European Union leaders is expected to tackle a number of issues, including international banking supervision and Afghanistan. But climate change is expected to top the agenda. European heads of state are likely to agree on a dollar amount for short-term aid for developing countries to cope with climate change. The European Commission, the EU's executive arm, has called on the bloc to collectively earmark about $3 billion yearly in assistance between 2010 and 2012. So far, Britain and Sweden have announced short-term pledges, which are voluntary. Most members have not. Jason Anderson, head of EU Climate and Energy Policy at the Environment Group, WWF, says it's important the pledges amount to new money rather than simply reshuffling existing aid. And he says Europe must agree on long-term aid to poorer nations.
In terms of the long term, I think they need to acknowledge the scale and be willing to put in a more specific offer for Europe's fair share of that scale, recognizing that there is a negotiation here, so it doesn't have to be a final fixed figure on the table, but it has to be consistent with the overall scale.
So far, EU leaders have agreed only that a general global figure of $150 billion in aid is needed, but they have not specified their own share of that sum. Environmental groups are also backing Britain's call for the EU to cut carbon emissions by 30% by 2020 instead of their agreed 20%. Jason Anderson.
There have been a number of studies recently that showed that Europe moving to 30% would actually be an economic gain for Europe. And that includes if other countries don't initially take a cut of the same level, although they have to join later. The reason for that is that every time you cut, you're putting in place policies that use less energy. That energy costs money, and in fact, you're saving money.
But business leaders, along with EU members like Poland and Italy, strongly oppose deeper cuts, arguing they will hurt European economies that are slowly emerging from the financial crisis. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.